A forum at Syracuse University to try and ease fears on campus over racist incidents and improve policies on diversity and safety might not have met either goal. But WAER's Chris Bolt reports on promises from the chancellor and administration to make changes that could improve inclusion and the handling of future racist incidents.
The forum came after more than a dozen racist incidents and a sit-in protest by students who issued a list of demands. During the forum, Chancellor Kent Siverud, who had responded to work on all of the demands, indicated he could not sign off on every word of the list without some clarification and further discussion. That caused students that are part of the Not Again SU movement to walk out. Their sign or resign chant came after calls for the resignation of Siverud and several other high-ranking officials, including Public Safety Chief Bobby Maldonado, for officers failing to keep students of color safe.
Must face consequences for their repeated mistakes in interacting with students and securing our safety. Given that the department's explicit purpose is public safety, the consistent fear that students of color have is evidence that they are acting in direct contradiction with their stated function.
Some students and staff did stay to ask questions of a number of senior officials. Many made it evident that they were not confident positive changes would result or that they felt unsafe on campus. One student, who said she is a mother and a grandmother, noted she's reconsidering the wisdom of coming here.
Because I am a black woman on a campus that is not quite clear on how to handle a problem that is systemic. I'm trying to figure out, can my grandson come to this school and be safe when his grandmother is worried about crossing the campus?
Siverud did meet with some protest organizers trying to hammer out an agreement on demands, including meetings with international students and Jewish students who were targets of some of the racist vandalism. He also noted the reality of the situation.
I don't think racism on this campus will ever be solved completely. I think it's going to require a culture that constantly works on it every day, every year, and that demands that of everybody who works here and comes here. And I'm committed, and I think that's the spirit of what we were asked to do in these demands.
A number of students took up their sit-in in the Barnes Center once again. One of the organizers remained skeptical that even agreements to the demands might not result in real change to make campus safer.
I don't think you can teach racism out of anybody, and I don't think that's the argument that anyone's trying to make. And it's also not the argument that the university can fix systemic racism. This is a microcosm of what our nation is dealing with right now. We're just a snippet of that. There's a little United States at Syracuse, right? So we're not asking them to solve systemic racism. That's not the goal. The goal is to enhance critical thinking, allow people to understand one another's experiences so that we can have these open and hard discussions.
Demands include improving curriculum so that more diversity and understanding is part of every student's education, hiring more diverse staff and faculty, improving communication, especially when racist or potentially dangerous incidents occur, and improving training for staff and faculty, among other things. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
Since the forum Wednesday evening, Chancellor Kent Siverud has signed on to 16 of 19 student demands as written. The other three he's supporting with language modification that complies with state and federal laws. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.